It's 6 minutes after 9 o'clock and a very good morning. My name is Jim Thorne and today is Friday. And you know what that means. That means it's time for That's What's Happening's Blues and Arts Hour. It's a program where we feature some of Mississippi's finest singers, songwriters, musicians, and artists. And the program's made possible every week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Also, thanks to locally owned, one-of-a-kind Fusion Coffee House in the township on Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeland. I understand tomorrow afternoon, starting at 1, it's live jazz at Fusion. The Raphael Sims Quartet featuring Knight Bruce, Maya Kyles on drums, and Todd Bobo on sax. And, of course, Raphael Sims on bass. This morning, our good friend, music historian, I like to call him Dr. Jimmy Dukes, is with us in studio. And he's going to talk about one of the Mississippi blues legends, Little Milton. Good morning.
Good morning. It's good to be back again making a house call.
Yeah, I tell you, Dr. Jimmy Dukes. All right,
look out,
man.
Look out.
You've been doing all right. Staying busy, huh?
Doing well. Yeah. Doing well. Yeah. Sure have. Just listening to a lot of great music and keeping it between the lines.
Well, we've got a treasure trove of music today that you sent, some suggested cuts, and Little Milton. I mean, this is one of those guys that we were talking earlier, we can do 3 hours on him.
Easily. Three or four shows. His career has been so, which a lot of people don't realize, it goes back from the 50s all the way to 2005, and he's been on both sides of the record business as a performer and as a producer, as well. And literally label owner, too, mm-hmm. more or less, a part owner.
Yeah. He was born James Milton Campbell, Jr. In Inverness, in the Mississippi.
Big city, right near Greenville, and spent a lot of time there.
Yeah. 1934.
Yeah.
And, the early part, I was reading his bio, Jimmy, and he was discovered by?
Ike Turner. Yeah, he was playing on, when he was 14 years old, he was playing on the street some around Greenville and played the some, I guess as he got a little older, but the infamous Nelson Street, a club there that a lot of the blues people frequent. And I think there was a fellow named Eddie Kusick that saw him too, and he ended up in a band called, I believe, the Three Aces. Mm-hmm. And I think he learned some of his guitar player techniques from Kusick, who was a known artist himself. And then he ended up with Ike Turner, saw him, saw how talented he was, and he suggested to Sam Phillips of Sun Records that they give him a shot. So he cut a number of singles for Sun.
And just a young man,
Yeah, just as real, yeah.
What amazes me too, Jimmy, we've talked about this a lot, is that all these great artists from that area, the Mississippi Delta, during this era, it's just remarkable.
All throughout that area, there's just legions of them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really is, and they all get out there and make a name for themselves. A lot of times it's in a church or street corners, mm-hmm. or just local clubs and all. And when they're that kind of talent, usually will shine through though. And of course, Ike Turner is the man for that sort of thing. Had an eye for it. Mm-hmm. Great. Artist in his own right, writer, producer, arranger, the whole the whole nine yards. Yeah. But that I thought that was really cool that he was a big influence with on Little Milton.
Little Milton got a song queued up called "If You Love Me." What's this one about? Talk about this.
It's an early one from Sun from the early 50s, and to hear the way he was playing then and all, even at that young age, is interesting to me. But he did a slew of singles for Sun, and then he was probably would have they didn't really chart or do that much. But there was one problem there. Sam Phillips turned away from some of the blues guys that were on Sun for a young fellow that people may know about named Elvis Presley. was kind of devoting his time to working with Elvis that when he appeared.
Yeah. All right, well, let's enjoy this. This is from the 1950s, right? If You Love Me?
It is.
All right. Yeah. Little Milton. Here we go.
Whoa! be. Well, I love you, baby. You all this world to me. Well, and if you want me, baby, you all my poor heart needs. Well, now if you love me, baby, you gotta do everything I say. Tell you what I got to say. Well, I want you to love me every night, love me every day. Well, now if you love me, baby, honey, do every little thing for me. Well, now if you love, 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 love me, baby, honey, do every little thing for me. Used to, so won't you try to hold me and see?
That's timeless, there, Jimmy Dukes.
It is. It would go well right now. You know,
that's
with,
right.
With the horns and all. Of course, you're going to hear some elements of BB and some Elmore in there because everybody was sort of absorbing what the others were doing. But I think that Milton was really. Really influenced by T-Bone Walker too heavily, but it's a great tune, and love it. His singing is so good. I think really he could have made it, you know, as a singer as well, you know, without being so talented on guitar.
We're going to continue with Jimmy Dukes in studio talking about the life and music of one Little Milton on the Blues and Arts Hour. I want to thank the sponsor of the show, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Also, thanks to one-of-a-kind, locally-owned Fusion Coffee House on Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeland. Our time now is 15 minutes after 9 o'clock. Welcome back. It's, 19 minutes after 9. Jim Thorne here on the Blues and Arts Hour. Jimmy Dukes is in studio talking about the life and music of Little Milton. And what a legacy he's left, Jimmy, back in the 50s. I mean, you hear some of these guys, and back then they weren't really known like they should have been, I guess, right?
That's true. Yeah. And Milton was one of those, too. And then a lot of times they end up in the shadow of some of these other guys that, that become more well-known, a lot of the Chicago guys and such. But a lot of that was more in the 60s, in early 60s and up, and Milton was active in the 50s, mid and late 50s, and well, even earlier, I should say. But I got interested in the label that he actually started with a DJ from St. Louis, Bob Lyons, and it was called the Bobbin label, and I've always been kind of interested in that particular part of his history and all, because the material is just so good. And some of that material I learned about through a buddy of mine that's a guitarist in Texas, Anson Funderburg, and he was just he would rave about that some when he'd come to town some years ago, play George Street, and we got to talking, and it kind of steered me in that direction. And it's one of my favorite eras of Milton's.
So he went from Memphis and Sun Records to St. Louis.
Up the road.
Yeah, just right up the road.
Yeah, and like I say, and to be that young and to be involved with starting the label, and then he was like a talent scout too. Mm-hmm. Wow. And as we talked about, he recruited Albert King, who had some of his early sides there, Though You Love Him, Be So Strong, and then Fontella Bass that, excuse me, that did Rescue Me,
yeah,
which was a big hit. So Milton was responsible for bringing them to that label, and they were around for 4 years, I guess, 4 or 5, and they cut some really nice tunes though. And but anyway, the a guy named Oliver Sane from the area is backing on a lot of it with his he had kind of a 7-8-piece band, and so you know the horns and what were through him.
And they weren't synthesized, or these were real musicians in the studio.
That's right. That's right. And just you know, a little bit of jazz elements in some of it, but a lot of it was pretty swinging stuff too. So that, to me, that's what made it interesting. And the guitar playing is just superb on this.
But I'm a Lonely Man. This is a song recorded in St. Louis, right, Gene?
It is, yeah. It's one of the earliest singles that he released himself, you know, in between all the other things he was doing.
Well, let's hear it. This is I'm a Lonely Man. This is, again, Little Milton. Again, Jimmy, this music that was recorded back in the 50s, where was it played? What did they have the venue? Apparently, I don't know if they did. Where was it?
There were some clubs in St. Louis in the downtown area where a lot of these artists would play. They played up and down that particular corridor a good bit, and they, of course they would travel to Louisiana, New Orleans, and play there as well. And then, of course, having the guy from the radio station involved too, so he could play a lot of it on his station, and which helped you know, get it out to where people could hear it.
Yeah, well, you know, and it was growing, and I'm sure the influence that he had on so many people was just astounding, and continues.
Oh yeah, no doubt about it. He's just he's been out there for such a long time, and he's been in around all facets of the business. So
yeah.
It's just made such a difference to me.
That Will Never Do. Here's a song. What about this one, Jimmy?
This is one that a lot of other groups have covered. Anson did a version of it, and it's just a real kind of a mid-tempo song with some catchy lyrics and some great guitar playing.
All right, well, let's enjoy it. Little Milton.
Well,
That will never do. Got a story in there, didn't it?
There's a nice story, some really nice bass lines in that thing, too, but just a real nice kind of shuffle a bit, but the guitar playing was just superb, stinging guitar.
Yeah. And, you know, when I mentioned the venue earlier, radio, was it getting a lot of airplay? I mean,
In that area, it was. A lot of these songs didn't really chart that high. They were the lower ends on the R&B charts from time to time. It wasn't until a little later on that he had the real chart success, which we'll talk about.
And he had such a long career. Right?
Yeah, he did, all the way through to 2005, and that was the year he passed away, sadly. Mm-hmm. You know, but he did win a W.C. Handy Award in '88, and was inducted into the Blues Hall of Fame, and you know, it was you know, a long time coming. But
has a blues trail marker.
It has a blues trail marker. Yeah. That's right.
In Inverness. That's
Learned that. That's right. That's right.
All right. We're going to take a break for our CBS News update. Jimmy Dukes, Dr. Jimmy Dukes, in the studio. Not really a doctor, are you, Jimmy? We're going to give you an honorary doctor.
Okay. Well, thank you. Maybe with this type of material from a bit.
All right. Talking about the life and music of Little Milton on the Blues and Arts Hour, I'm Jim Thorne. The program is made possible every week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Also, thanks to Fusion Coffee House there on Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeland. And tomorrow afternoon, starting at 1, it's live jazz with Raphael Sims Quartet. So check that out. Time now is 9:30. You're listening to 103.9 WYAB. Welcome back. It's 25 minutes until 10. I'm Jim Thorne on the Blues and Arts Hour, 103.9 WYAB. Jimmy Dukes in studio talking about the life and music of Little Milton. And we've got so much to cover, Jimmy. Let's try to get through this, you know, kind of a snapshot of everything.
It is, and again, we're dealing with this earlier period of, you know, from the 50s through, and we're going to go into the 60s here soon. But this next one we want to do is a long distance operator, and it was from 58, and it's again one of the bobbin tunes, and it's a nice kind of up tempo with horns and. Kind of a shuffle a bit too, and great vocals.
All right. This is it, and this is from St. Louis, right? Recorded in St. Louis.
Yes, I'm Bobbin Label.
All right, here we go. It does have a great feel, doesn't it, Jimmy?
Yeah, oh, it does. It really does. It swings.
And, you know, the use of horns in rock and roll back then, that was pretty common, too.
It was pretty prevalent back then, you a lot more than in, later on it became more stripped down sounding. But I like the horns they add to the overall, you know, sound. It gives it a lot fuller sound. There's not a lot of holes or anything, but that was a great tune. I think we're going to get ready to go into the 60s now. Mm-hmm. With probably one of his biggest hits, it made number one on the R&B charts, and it was a song of when things were kind of bleak at times. It was a song of hope, but it's called We're Gonna Make It.
All right, here we go.
We may not have a cent to pay the rent, but we're gonna make it. I know we will. We may have to eat the beans every day, but we're gonna make it. I know we will. And if a job is hard to find, and we have to stand in the welfare line, I've got your love and you know you got mine. So we're gonna make it, I know we will. We may not have a home to call our own, but we're gonna make it, I know we will. We may have to fight hardships alone, but we're gonna make it, I know we will. Cause togetherness brings peace of mind. We can't stay down. Our car may be old, our children's cold, but we're gonna make it, I know we will. We may not can spare a road to crumb, but we're gonna make it, I know we will. And if I have to carry around a sign saying, get the deaf, the dumb, and the blind, I've got your love and you know you've got mine.
Well, I tell you, Jimmy, a lot of people can identify with that.
I think a lot of people can relate to that jewel. You know, that says it all. And what a great vocal on that.
Yeah.
And you can see some elements of the more of the R&B and soul feel, you know, have crept in. But an awesome song.
And, you know, I'm seeing that he's really identifying with his audience and prime.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. He was playing all over the country then and getting a lot of booked everywhere, and also went to Europe quite a bit.
Okay. Next one. This is Grits Ain't Groceries. What about this one, Jimmy?
It's a classic. It's been covered by a number of artists, written by a guy named Titus Turner. But Milton had a big hit, charted with it in 68, and it's just the writing and the lyrics are great, as everyone will hear when we play it. But one of my favorite other versions of it is by a British group, Savoy Brown. They did it on their Blue Matter album, and Milton was so was pleased to see that, and so he kind of reciprocated by doing a song of theirs that Chris Yodin wrote called I'm Tired. Okay. And just, we may play a bit of that as well.
Try to get to it. Yeah. All right, this is Grits Ain't Groceries. Again, this is Little Milton.
If I don't love you, baby, grits ain't grocery, eggs ain't poultry, and Mona Lisa was a man. With a toothpick in my hand, I dig a 10-foot ditch and run through the jungle fighting lions with a switch. Because you know I love you, baby. Oh, you know I love you, baby, yeah. Now, if I don't love you, baby, I tell you, grits ain't grocery, eggs ain't poultry, and Mona Lisa was a man. To me, baby, and be convinced. If you don't run into me right now, woman, you ain't got no sense. Because you know I love you, baby. Oh, you know I love you, baby, yeah. Well, if I don't love you, baby, I'll tell you, grits ain't grocery, eggs and Mona Lisa was a man.
Oh, that's awesome.
That song is just, it's one of the best. It's one of my all-time favorites, and again, the lyrics are just superb on that. Another version of that, too, I guess I could mention Jimmy Hall, I think, with Wet Willie, used to do that a bit, and a good version, but that's the one there.
All right.
Really, really great.
Jimmy Dukes talking about the life and music of Little Milton on the Blues and Arts Hour today. I want to thank the longtime sponsor of the show, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Also, want to thank Fusion Coffee House in the township on Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeland. And tomorrow, it's live jazz there at Fusion starting at 1 o'clock. More when we come back 15 minutes away from 9 o'clock. Welcome back. It's now 11 minutes away from 10 o'clock. Jim Thorne here. In the studio on the Blues and Arts Hour with Jimmy Dukes talking about Little Milton and what an influence, what a talent he was.
He really was. And the thing is that probably people are not aware how many people in the rock world that he influenced too. Because you think of him more on the R&B circuit, and of course he ended up doing a lot of real Southern soul on the Malico label. But the one we're getting ready to listen to, I'm Tired, is the one that Chris Sheldon of Savoy Brown wrote, and he really did it justice with his version.
All right, it's called I'm Tired. Here we go, 1970, I think, right, Jim?
69.
69, all right, here we go. Little Milton.
Something I know ain't me. I'm tired of trying to live up to what people expect me to be. You know people are different now, ain't that a crying shame? Now wouldn't it be a real drag if we were all the same? And I'm not gonna try to please eyes that just won't see. Now if I get myself together,
all right, I'm Tired, recorded 1969, Checker Records, right,
yeah,
Jimmy?
And what a great version of that, too. True to the original, just and his vocal was just superb on that. And we're going to bleed into one of his all-time classics that was actually recorded in 71 on Stax, Walking the Back Streets and Crying, and it's one that resonates with a lot of folks.
All right, here we go.
So very long ago, she said, I don't love you, Danny, and you've got to let me go. That was too much for me. That's why I walk the back street and cry. Another reason can make me want to leave.
ain't got enough of nothing to keep me halfway pleased. I tell y'all, that was too much for me. That's why I walk the back street and cry. Oh yeah. Oh, it hurt me so bad. Yes, it did. To hear my baby say goodbye.
All right. Walking the back streets and crying. Wow.
That's an outstanding track by him, and it's so a killer vocal once again, and you know, it really hit home too with a lot of folks. But great lyrics, and that's one of his best. And we'd be remiss if we didn't mention that Coco Taylor cut a version as well. Mm-hmm. But it did well, you know, charted, and it's one of his best known songs. And of course, we've got to mention all his work on Malico. We've been looking at a lot of his earlier stuff, but you know, he joined them in the mid '80s and was with them pretty much until he passed away in 2005. I think he recorded one other album on another label right before that. But the Malico stuff, you know, was Age Ain't Nothing But a Number, Possum in Your Tree, just numerous songs that he did with them that were all very good. And the one we're about to hear now is his anthem that everybody will recognize. And mm-hmm. in some ways, it's associated with him sort of like The Thrill Is Gone with B.B. King.
Yeah.
You know, it's one that everybody would think about and have good memories of hearing the House Rockers play it with Laverne, the big band that sang for him, and everyone holding up the ceiling in the subway.
Subway.
When it was played.
Yeah. Well, Jimmy, I can't thank you enough for coming in and just educating us on some really terrific music and a wonderful artist, Little Milton.
Well, it's been a pleasure. Always enjoy it. And particularly his early period, I'm glad we got to kind of explore that some mm-hmm. because it's just not as well known as some of these, you know, more of these later tracks.
Yeah. Who are we going to have next time you're in?
There's so many. Possibly Guitar Slim.
Okay.
You know, right, very good. Giving some thought to that.
All right. Jimmy Dukes, thank you again so much for coming in.
I've enjoyed it so much.
The Blues and Arts Hour is made possible every week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. And thanks also to one-of-a-kind, locally-owned Fusion Coffee House in the township on Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeland. And don't forget, it's live jazz tomorrow afternoon at Fusion. Well, let's roll out with, like Jimmy said, kind of the anthem of Little Milton.
No doubt about it. It's the one.
It's the one. All right, here we go. The blues is all right. Till next week, y'all. Bye-bye.
Everybody to hear me when I say that the blues is back and it's here to stay.